people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Teal.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Fairly nice weekend weather-wise. A little muggy, but it wasn't too bad this weekend.
Yeah, it really wasn't. Saturday was really nice.
Yeah, I hope folks had a chance to get out and enjoy some of that anyway, with a cool beverage, of course, because you always have to stay hydrated.
Oh, yeah.
65 degrees outside right now as we get started on your Monday morning here in the Nishina Valley. Brett Holtz is in with us here this morning. He's always willing to get his Monday going with us. We're just so thrilled about it.
You bet.
Tell us about Camlin's.
If you're tired of carrying wood for that fireplace, see Camlin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the IHP lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into an existing wood-burning fireplace as well as new freestanding units. IHP's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you'll enjoy more than the ambiance. You will be able to be thrilled with the amount of heat that's available. Also, Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, when you go out and buy things these days, it seems like it's not just the item that you purchase that you are paying for when you get to the counter. Oftentimes, you get the question that follows. Would you like the service contract or the warranty on that particular item as well? You know how that goes. You guys do planned service and things like that, which, mm-hmm. of course, makes sense. You should probably keep up with that stuff anyway.
Sure.
You don't own a car and never take it in for an oil change, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you might. You might not own that car for very long. But, you know, there are a lot of service contracts and extended warranties and things like that out there. And usually when you're hit with those decisions, you haven't given it much thought. You know, you're getting ready to pull out the credit card to make a purchase that you're kind of excited about, and then the clerk turns and asks you, would you like to buy the service contract on that or the extended warranty on that? I don't know. I haven't had a time to research it or anything or really think about it or what's all involved. You know, do I have a chance to read the fine print? Are the people behind me in line going to get angry while I stand here and read all this information? Because you really should read the information, you know. It's kind of difficult at times. The Iowa Attorney General's office sends out different notes about different things. And this month, it's service contracts and extended warranties. You know, nobody gives a lot of thought to this until you're hit with that question. So, you know, you have to remember, when you're paying for an extended service contract, you and the contract provider are essentially making a bet. They say that you are betting that it's worth paying extra for the peace of mind, knowing that if a product you purchase needs maintenance or repair down the road, it'll be covered. That's your bet. The contract provider is also making a bet. They're betting on making money, that they can charge more for the service contract than it will actually cost to provide any future covered maintenance or repair work. Or in some cases, that you just forget that you purchased it in the first place. While a warranty is included in the price of an item, a service contract or an extended warranty, well, that costs extra. And that extra cost may be worth it, or maybe even worth little or nothing, depending upon a lot of different factors involved. And so what are those factors involved? Well, the first question I guess you should ask is the item worth covering? You get asked about all kinds of things, and you know, gee, I don't know. Is it worth it or not? You know, is the product likely to need any repairs? If it's a relatively inexpensive item, is it worth the cost of a service contract? Is it just a throwaway? Remember back in the day when people used to take their microwaves and TVs and whatever else, what are considered small appliances now? Remember sitting all day waiting for the TV repairman to come?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a throwaway society anymore. People don't even think about getting those kinds of things repaired. They just figure, well, time to go get a new one. So, you know, is it even worth the cost of a service contract if that's the case? I mean, how do you feel about those kinds of things? How do you view it? Does the service plan cost as much or nearly as much as you'd expect to pay if you actually needed repairs? Another question you should ask yourself, would you be better off putting that money that you would set aside for a service contract into a savings account and then having it available if something goes wrong? And I guess you could add another question there, too. Do you have the willpower to do that? Do you have the wherewithal to actually do that? And I, well, you know, and really there's another thing there too that you could think about is it already covered? Are there things that, you know, there are different riders and things you can get on your homeowner's policies that'll cover certain things, electronics type equipment and things like that. So is it possible that it might be better off to look at doing that to cover all of your electronic items instead of just, you know, a specific extended warranty on a product itself, a single product? So anyway, the warranty and the service contract, what do they cover and when does the coverage end and begin? These are all some important questions to ask. Number one, things you should consider is the duration. Before you consider buying a service contract, find out the duration of the regular warranty. And what does and does it not cover? When does the extended warranty coverage actually begin and end? Maybe you're purchasing something. If you buy something that has a, like maybe say a 5-year warranty already tied to it, so your extended warranty that you're paying for today doesn't actually start into year 6, is it even worth doing that? Ask yourself those questions. And then there's the coverage itself. What does the service contract cover? And what does it not include? Does the service contract cover all parts or just some parts? Does it include labor? What if you caused the problem either through damage, even if it was an accident, or improper maintenance? So make sure all terms, conditions, and promises are in writing. And save the written terms and conditions as well as the receipts for the item and the extended service plan. Start a file folder in that desk drawer. What about service requirements? Are you required to file a claim? Do you return the product to the retailer or a designated service center? What about a replacement product? Does the agreement include in-home service? And if so, when is that service available? And what if you move? What happens if the service company goes out of business? What's the reputation of the service contract provider? And also the repair provider, if they happen to be separate entities. And what about additional costs? Do you have to pay a deductible for any service? What about shipping or handling fees if the item has to be sent somewhere? Who covers all those kinds of things? And as we started to kind of mention a little bit before, what about who else provides coverage? What about other coverage? Does your credit card company provide an extended warranty if you pay for the product with that credit card? Some do. What about your homeowner's policy? Does it cover personal property damage or loss? While there may be third-party service contract providers, will they be around if you have a problem? What if you purchase the plan from a seller or manufacturer? Well, then the chances are you'll know where to find them, but not if it's, you know, tossed out to a third party somewhere. A lot of questions. That's a lot to consider when you think about it. Standing there at the register when they ask, would you like the extended warranty with that? I wonder if anybody's ever asked them, well, can I read a copy of it real quick? I wonder what their response would be at that point.
I wonder what the percentage is that actually do buy those, though.
Well, obviously enough that it makes them money, you know. I mean, otherwise, they just wouldn't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I wonder. You really do wonder. You know, not that they're bad. Some people like those things, and that's fine. Some people, like I said, it just depends on your circumstances, too. If you're a person of means that looks at certain items as being throwaway items, well, then I guess at the end of the day, maybe it's just not worth your time. But like I say, you may have homeowners insurance riders and things like that, too, that automatically cover all those kinds of things, whether it be jewelry or electronics or, you know, different types of things in your home. I say there are other ways to do that as well. And what if you have disputes? That's another issue then, too. What if there are disputes? Well, if you're having any trouble getting service through a service contract or extended warranty, well, then you want to review the written terms of the agreement. Apparently not at the cash register, though, right? And if you believe that the company responsible for the repairs is not properly honoring that service contract, well, then the first step would be to contact the retailer who sold you the product. And you may also want to consider contacting the manufacturer. Now, they suggest if you still believe that the service contract provider is not honoring the terms of the contract, then you can file a complaint with the Consumer Protection Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office. You can also seek to resolve your dispute in court, though the service contract may first require dispute resolution procedures before going to court. So again, read the service contract to make sure. Because I know that's one thing that we all look forward to doing at night, winding down before bedtime. A little required reading of service contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that how you go to bed at night? It probably would put you to sleep. It's not really written in novel form, but it is, if you're going to do those kinds of things, it is something worth reading. So do you have all those in a file folder at home? First of all, have you ever paid for a service contract or extended warranty? If you have, do you have all the paperwork? Do you know what to do in those cases? Is it spread all over the place, just scattered through drawers or whatever? Or did you just think you probably didn't need this and just toss it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's the hardest part of it, is the being organized part of it.
Yeah. And it's Monday morning, Jim. Quit hitting me with all those tough questions, would you please? Well, think about those things, too. Like I said, service contract, extended warranties and service contracts, things like that. Not bad things, depending upon your needs. But consider all the things that are involved there, too, and make sure that they do fit your circumstances in that particular instance. Otherwise, you know, you have bad experience with it once, then you probably shy away from those kinds of things again. And maybe in some instances, it would be a good thing for you. You just don't know. So consider all that. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been serving Southwest Iowa since 1918 and proven to all our customers of our integrity and value that we can offer. Your money spent on repairs or remodels is important to us, and we take that concern very seriously. We want you to be pleased with your investments. Your happiness is what it's all about. We don't Band-Aid repairs, we fix them right. We don't sell weekend specials for fixtures or faucets, furnaces, or air conditioners. We sell quality, value-loaded products that we know you will be happy with. The companies that we represent are companies with longevity, quality, and competitive prices. You truly can come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Arthur Stringer. Society is like salt water. Good to swim in, but hard to swallow.
Oh, boy, that's true. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. You know, we say this all the time, but going back to extended warranty service contracts, how much can you trust the retailer, too? I mean, well, that's really what it boils down to, is it's all you're buying trust. So if you shop with a local retailer that you know or a local service provider, then I think your odds are a whole lot better.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. Hey, you got to make it a great day. God bless America.